2014 at Trade Talk. We've stopped by John Deere today, and Beverly joins me now. Beverly, tell me a little bit about what you do at John Deere.
So I'm our manager for communications for the precision technology and data-enabled conversation in our John Deere farm site.
So tell me, what's going on? Data is like the huge hot topic. What's going on with John Deere these days?
Absolutely. So, you know, this is such a great conversation, and John Deere has been in technology really, you know, since we started as a company and innovation from that perspective. It just depends on how you look at technology in the moment. And so today, you know, when we're talking about technology, we're talking about precision technology, we're talking about data-enabled technology. And for John Deere, you take a look at our John Deere farm site strategy, which is a combination of the producer's equipment, the John Deere technology, and our dealer services. And as you look at the technology tools, being able to not only collect the data, which has been out there, but now what are you going to do with that data and be able to use it and not just put it on the shelf in a binder? And so you have the ability through our subscription, through JD Link Connect, which will be here in February, to be able to transfer that information wirelessly up to my John Deere Operations Center, which is our data management platform. So it's the backbone of being able to store, to manage, to analyze, and then to create that additional insight that from a producer's perspective, they're going to be able to determine what's the insight that they want to gain for their operation, which may include that they choose to share it with some trusted advisors.
Well, data has been like our huge conversation, and I know like from Farm Progress Show to even now, things have changed rapidly. Tell me a little bit more about the new site and how that's going to work.
So my John Deere Operations Center is really the tools and the features, and it's going to be able to, the producers can put their information there, and then it's really determining what do you want to do with that. Do you want to visualize your field? Do you want to analyze it more? Do you want to be able to see location history? So for each producer in their operation, they may have different needs and different reasons that they're going to be able to put that data into that platform. And then who do they want to connect with? And the producers are the ones that are going to determine. It could be with their dealer. It could be with a crop insurance agent. It could be with an ag service provider, an agronomist. Because it's an open platform, we're trying to connect as many of those services into the platform so that the producer has the choices that he needs for his operation.
It all sounds complex, but at the end of the day, it's really not.
It's really not. And you know, coming from being with Deere almost 15 years and really just seeing not only where we've come in those 15 years, but if you think about it, the technology, you know, in when the early tractors, it was look down the straight into the tractor to drive straight. Now we have the technology to do that. We've done that since early 2000s. And now it's even taking that to the next step as producers look to become more productive, but also more profitable to stay in agriculture. And how are they going to do that? And it's taking the time from Deere's perspective to listen to what our customers need, what they want, and helping them unlock that potential in their operation.
Did you ever think in your 15 years that you would be sitting back and really looking for IT people as opposed to maybe engineers and the builders of the equipment?
You know, to me, no, I don't know that we foresaw that, but that's the great part about technology is it is a very short time frame in which things change. And we have this real opportunity to be not only a hard iron equipment solutions provider, but also that technology solutions provider. And with John Deere, that's all integrated. So not only do you get the equipment that you've used, you've trusted, you also get the technology and you have that connection to our dealer channel.
So February of next year, we're looking at new things happening. How are folks going to, or do they need an extra, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, an extra class on how to work things, or what goes on there?
So that really goes back to our dealer channel. So producers could have a subscription service today, and then that's going to transition to JD Link Connect. And there's some great things with that. So if a producer has a fleet operation, he's going to see some changes in that pricing model for renewals. He's also going to be able to have the choice to have one renewal date instead of having to manage multiple dates of which for the fleet. But all of that's going to go back to the dealer, and the dealer can provide some of that education for him, some of the setup, and the producer may even decide, you know what, I don't want to know how to set this up, and the dealer may provide that service that will do that for him. And so that's a conversation I have with the dealer.
Anything I've missed, Miss Beverly?
I think the only other thing out there would be is, you know, we understand producers have questions, and we want them to have questions. That's part of this learning process, and would encourage them not only to go to their dealer for that, but they can also go to deere.com/trust.
All right. She's Beverly with John Deere. I'm Leah Guffey at the 2014 Trade Talk.